This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A new program in Denver aims to prepare asylum seekers for the American workforce. CPR's Paolo Jalsiter reports.
Arrivals of new immigrants to the city have slowed, allowing Denver's Human Services Division to focus on long-term housing, workforce training, and food assistance. Part of that new strategy is Work Ready Denver. About 350 asylum seekers will attend English, workers' rights, and industry-specific classes over the next 6 months. The city expects 70% of those in the program will end up employed full-time, earning at least $20 an hour. I'm Paolo Chalceda, CPR News.
In Colorado Springs, the fourth annual Southern Colorado Juneteenth Festival starts today. KRCC's Abigail Backman has more.
The event runs for 3 days at downtown's America the Beautiful Park. Juneteenth is a federal holiday observed on June 19th, commemorating the day in 1865 when enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, learned of their freedom, more than 2 years after the signing of the Emancipation Proclamation. The local celebration also highlights the cultural heritage and contributions of African Americans to Southern Colorado and includes a health fair, educational workshops, and food trucks. It's free and open to the public. Abigail Beckman, KRCC News.
70% of homes in Colorado use natural gas to stay warm in the winter, but that adds to the climate change problem. So state regulators have approved what's called a clean heat plan. CPR Sam Brash.
It directs Xcel Energy to spend up to $440 million to comply with a 2021 state law that sets emission targets for all of Colorado's large natural gas utilities. And almost all that money is meant to help customers use less gas or shift away from the fuel altogether.
CPR's climate and environment reporter Sam Brash. But there's a catch. The state estimates gas bills will go up 7% in the next 3 years to pay for the transition. At the same time, Xcel should offer new incentives and rebate programs by the fall. It's 6 minutes after six. This is CPR News.